Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Should we stand?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. And I'll leave you with the wave. You may be seated. You may be seated.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye.
Now you can do more decrees like what, you were doing as
oh
the...
Oh, God, yes. The decree...
The Yams Committee...
I forthcometh of the decree...
...is now run by a knight. Sir, yes, Randy McMichael.
Official.
That right there is the national anthem of the Principality of Sealand, by the way. Didn't even know they had their own anthem. Well done.
The Principality of Sealand.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks, Ed, by the way.
Thanks, Ed. Ed sent that over to us. It's all online. Everything's online.
It's amazing.
Hour number two,
you can find.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. We'll do some off-season NBA stuff in about 15 minutes, as well as some of the free agent contracts or contract extensions,
yes,
are coming down today. Still a reaction to what the Hawks did last week as well, and what the Hawks may do next. Also, as you know, the trade and the draft have happened, but free agency is still right around the corner. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
I just saw, and I saw that while I was gone, Ron LaCunha is in the home run derby.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was in it, what, 2 years ago? Or was it 3 years ago?
I think it was probably 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
This will be the third time he's done it.
Okay, and then I saw Bryce Elder's going to be his pitcher. Or was that a joke?
No, I think it was a joke. But that would have been a good idea after Friday.
I was like, is that a joke? Or is that the Bryce Elder throwing to his guy?
Yeah, or maybe it is. That'd be great because, again, the way Friday went.
Yeah, I mean.
He knows how to serve him up. He was serving them up on Friday. We had a date night, and so we were out, and it was raining like crazy. It was like, obviously, because we had thought one of the ideas that my wife had put on the table was, let's get baseball tickets, go to the Battery and go watch the Braves Phillies. I was like, all right, that sounds pretty good.
Right.
But it was really hot, so it was like, all right, we didn't do that. But when it was raining like that, it was like, well, good thing we didn't, because the game probably is canceled.
Right.
And then we had had dinner, and we had done what we were going to do. We were at the second place to kind of watch some live music and have some drinks, and my phone dinged, and it was like, oh, the Braves' first pitch. It's like, dang, they started this game late. And then, like, 15 minutes later, I was like, oh, let me check real quick, and it was 11-0.
Like, unreal.
Like, the bartender was like, oh, you checked the Braves' score? Yeah. I was like, yeah, 11. They're down 11-0.
Because that was Friday.
It's the third inning.
Because that was Friday, because we didn't leave till Saturday morning. And so I did see the game started, but I didn't see the game. I got into the vacation tequila.
Good thinking.
The boat tequila, that's what I call it. The tequila Bo brought back for us, and so it was one of the things where, yeah, you can might as well just get this vacation started now. And woke up like, oh, God. Like, on the couch, just with that little sombrero hat laying next to me.
The tequila did come with a nice little sombrero hat on it, yeah, which is awesome.
That sombrero hat sitting next to me on the couch.
All right, let's get into an NFL no huddle. It was a big trade this morning.
That damn sombrero, okay.
Yeah, NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. We know where Jalen Ramsey will play next year. He's going to play in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, man.
And they traded him for Minka Fitzpatrick. So Minka Fitzpatrick heads back to the Dolphins where he started his career. That's a big-time trade.
Yeah. It's an interesting trade.
Yeah.
Minka's, like, established. One of the team leaders and everything like that. You know, we knew Jalen was going to get traded. This offseason. We knew that. And it's a very interesting trade. I wonder where they're going to play him, because I think
where the Steelers will play Jalen.
Yeah, I think they'll play more. They're playing like a star safety type to take the place where Mika played at, because they, I mean, they got Joey Porter Jr. They went out and got Darius Slay, and so I'm just curious at where they're going to play, because the dude could play all over the place. But yeah, Mika going back home. I wonder if he was wanted to go back. I don't know a lot of people that are clamoring to go to the Dolphins right now, as bad as, you know, they're whatever they are down there. But yeah, I mean, you get him. Then obviously we're talking about Jonnu. Jonnu Smith is in the trade, which this was something that was going back early this offseason as far as a possible place for him to go because of Arthur Smith's love for him. I love me some Jonnu Smith.
He's good.
I love a good tight end. I love me some Jonnu Smith. Now, I wish
he
would have got traded last year before he broke all my damn records, but that's neither here nor there.
That's true.
Yeah, but no.
I bet he's not a knight, though.
I bet he's not. I bet I got him on that. But no, I think because then with Jonnu, he's looking for a new contract. Miami obviously not going to give it to him. He goes in, and you pair him up with Freiermuth. Woo.
Yeah, boy, that's a nice duo.
Obviously, you got DK, and you know, you move forward. Now, they got the young quarterback. That's the old quarterback.
The oldest quarterback.
They're the oldest quarterback. Are they going to be able to protect him? Because, I mean, defensively, I mean, they're going to get TJ Watt signed. He'll be the highest paid pass rusher ever, whatever. But I like it. I like it because you don't lose a lot when you lose a Minkum when you replace him with a guy like Jalen.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty similar.
Yeah, they're pretty kind of similar.
I know Jalen hasn't played that position maybe as many years as Minka has. No. So Minka's kind of established in that spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a talented player for a talented player. And you get Jonnu Smith in the trade, too.
When's the last time a player played this like this? Was it Champion Clinton?
That's definitely a good example.
Yeah.
Like outside of a draft trade or something like that, I can't think. It doesn't happen that much.
You don't get players
for draft picks and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it's a big deal. It's just also been a really interesting offseason for the Steelers too, where, you know, that's three now really big moves where they go out and they get DK. Pickens is gone. Ramsey there now, signing Aaron Rodgers. They never did that.
It's so un-Steelers. They don't fire coaches. They replace great receivers with other great receivers. Because that's what Mike Tomlin, you know, Mike T, that's his thing. That he can find those guys. But then they go out and get a big-time receiver. You go out and get a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers off the market. They were in the Matt Stafford sweepstakes.
Yep, that's right.
And then you make a big trade like this. Yeah.
And maybe they need to do some, like, un-Steelers stuff.
Maybe.
Because they've been kind of flatlined for the last handful of years.
Maybe
this will jumpstart him a little bit. Let's hear Ben Roethlisberger, because this is what time of year it is.
Like,
trades are happening, and this is definitely interesting. This is probably the biggest thing that's going to happen between now and training camp. It's this time of year where guys go on podcasts and say wild stuff. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about who he'd rather have over Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I would take Aaron in his prime over Patrick now. I think Aaron Rodgers in his prime was one of the top few to ever do it, and so is Patrick Mahomes at his prime. Patrick Mahomes is just like entering out of his prime.
That's Roethlisberger saying that about Rodgers over Mahomes.
Man, dang. I mean, you can say what you want about the dude when he was right. There weren't too many I've seen better than Aaron Rodgers.
No,
the way he threw. I mean, this dude.
There haven't been.
This dude was unreal. As a when he was doing his thing. Now, shame he only has one Super Bowl, but he would have been in another one if a guy knew how to damn get not back up on a damn onside kick.
Yes.
You know, or something, you know.
Well, they were up like 16 at halftime, and Russell Wilson threw four interceptions in that game.
Yes.
And then stuff just started crumbling around them, and then the onside kick hit the guy in the face.
Yes.
And, they would have been in another one.
They would have been in another one. But, Aaron, that dude was bad. I mean, he was just, everything he did, off-platform throws, the damn Hail Marys and all that. Even that damn Arizona game, the Arizona playoff game?
Yeah.
Just like,
I do.
He was unreal. Pat's different.
Yeah, that's all true. Aaron Rodgers may very well be one of the five best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. He might be.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes is too.
Patrick Mahomes different.
He is too.
He is. He is an unbelievable player, and he's a guy. And I would be one. I want to say I didn't think he would be this good. I just went by the track record of Big 12 quarterbacks, and they came out of that system. That was my only thing with Patrick. I never seen Patrick Mahomes play in college, but they loved him, and Andy moved up. And I mean, this dude. You're talking about winning games, just comeback, just knowing that. If they're down five, with 17 right. seconds and got to go 80 yards, he's going
to
get it.
Yeah, to me, that's the difference. If you're splitting hairs between those two guys, the difference is what Mahomes always does in the playoffs. It's like, because Rodgers was there a lot of times too, and they didn't get back to the Super Bowl. I mean, Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship game every year of his career.
Yes.
Every single one.
Yep.
Every single year. And obviously has won the AFC Championship game a lot of times and won the Super Bowl a lot of times. So
I mean, they only got three.
Three Super Bowls. They've been to five or six.
Yeah, because they lost last year and they lost to Tom.
Yeah.
But right.
So been to five, won three.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. No, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you're talking about a dude that throws 45 touchdowns and two interceptions.
That's the numbers that I was just looking at. That's the crazy. You want to have some fun, go to Aaron Rodgers' Pro Football page and just look at the interception totals. He went in like an 8-year stretch. He went 40-7, and then he got hurt. And then he went 25-2, 26-4, 48-5, 37-4.
Unbelievable.
And then it kind of got, then he was, after that, it kind of went downhill slightly. But yeah, it's insane. Unbelievable. It's insane that he was on that type of run.
He was good.
Hey, they named a street. Michael Penix.
I saw that.
Michael Penix got his own street down there in Dade County. Dade City.
Is it crossed with MLK?
Yeah, MLK and Michael Penix.
That's freaking awesome. Good for him,
couple
man.
Of juniors.
I'm going to tell you.
Other right. similarities?
I'm going to tell you this.
Leaders in Atlanta, hopefully.
I'm going to tell you this. All right. If you get a damn street named after you and you play three damn games, you better be damn good.
Better be good.
You better be damn good.
He will be.
Because I don't know if you can replace streets. You know what I mean? Like this.
That's
bum,
a great point.
You know what I mean? This bum.
Do they unname him?
I don't know, but that is awesome that you get a street named after you. Like, but I'm just saying, after three games,
I know. But you know, it's his hometown, so it's a compilation of like high school. Yeah. College accolades. He's a Heisman finalist. Yeah. Went to the national championship game.
You're right. They played three damn NFL games.
It's not like they named the street next to Mercedes-Benz after him.
Right. I understand that.
Maybe someday they will.
Let's hope he's that good.
MLK's right down there, too. He could have his own intersection there, too. Rename Northside after Michael Penix.
No, I'm just saying. He better be damn good. And I'm not saying he won't be. I have no reason. I know there's a lot of skeptics because you haven't seen enough of him, everything. But I think he's going to be good. He's going to be good. With three games, you get a damn street. It's all right.
They got any streets that you get Randy McMichael Boulevard in Fort Valley?
No, I got a key.
Oh, that's good.
I got my own day. I got to make Randy McMichael day.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome. That's
pretty damn cool.
That is pretty damn cool.
Still got a street named after.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
you can speed if you want, right? Like if you're Michael Penix, you can go any.
Could you imagine the first ticket that happens on that corner? Yeah, I'm on the corner of MLK and Michael Penix.
I'm just saying, if I'm him, you can't pull Michael Penix over on Michael Penix Drive.
I would test that out.
Yeah.
What you talking about? This is my street.
Dude, you're going 87. I know, but I'm Michael Penix.
This is my street.
I'm allowed to go however fast I want.
This is my street.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some NBA offseason conversation. I think the Hawks had a really nice week last week. What are they going to do in free agency? They've got some money to spend. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out there, look.
Just a couple sirs.
Yeah.
Couple sirs, Mix-a-Lot and Randy McMichael here on the only knighted radio show that I know of.
Yes. My wife said, I'm sorry, but I'm not calling you sir. You don't have to, baby. You don't have to. You don't have to. Oh, well, I go so many ways with that.
Yeah, I know. My respect filter popped up. I was like, so many jokes I wanted to make. I was like, nope, too much respect for Donna McMichael to be making any jokes. But all right. Anyway, yeah, Randy's knighted. We're good. Randy's back.
There we go, baby.
We're back together. It's the most royal show going.
Yeah, man. But because we were just talking. And in Joe's update, and I saw it yesterday, we're about to talk NBA anyways, about this whole Malik Beasley thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, this is what I think about, because according to what Shams were talking about yesterday, he's obviously a free agent
right.
at Detroit.
Yeah, he's in the middle of contract negotiations.
And they
said
it was 3 for $42 on the table, and this was before and everything. And obviously his lawyer comes out, and he's right, proving all that other stuff, innocent to prove guilty. But my thing is this, it's not even about you thinking that you're going to get over. It's like, how much were you going to make?
Not $42 million.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in locker rooms and on planes and everything. Dudes gamble on everything. They do. They gamble, Andy. It'd be amazing. Like shooting a piece of paper into a damn trash. $100. I mean, that's how they gamble and everything like that. But, and I know they're pushing gambling hard in pro sports and everything like that. But, I'm not saying he did it, but my thing is, like, if you did do it, just like the dude Port, like,
yeah,
how much
Porter.
More money were you going to make than you actually make now? Like, was that going to put you over the top?
That's the thing. It's just hard for me to imagine, especially in Beasley's case, but Jonte Porter's case, too. He had an NBA contract.
Yes.
Like, you know how much success, even cheating, you'd have to have gambling
yes.
to make that kind of money? Like,
right.
There's just, it's in no world can I imagine Malik Beasley was ever going to make $42 million over the course of 3 years gambling.
Yeah.
Certainly not without getting caught. And obviously it looks like he probably did get caught. And that's the thing about this is the guardrails that they have, Vegas and sports books and otherwise, to notice any inconsistency.
Little.
Any mild inconsistency in betting patterns, they're going to look into it.
Yes.
And then they look into it until they figure out what happened. But if the reason that it was inconsistent, the reason that it blipped on their radar was because someone did something bad, they're going to, like, people are not going to get away with it.
No.
Like, if you try to game the system as a player or whatever, and you're trying to gamble and cheat, they're going to find you.
Yeah.
Like, there might be no better enforcement agency going than what they have going for gambling and all those sports books. Because the last thing those guys want to do is lose out on any money.
Yes.
And it's easy to track because it's all online. Like, it's all paper trail. Like, it's not like you and me betting $100 on a crumpled up piece of paper like you talked about. Okay, maybe you're not supposed to do that, but nobody could prove that we did it. This stuff's all online.
It's there.
It's all digital.
It's
you're
there.
Leaving a digital footprint telling everyone that you did that or whatever, or your patterns of behavior like Jonte Porter's, like getting hurt at halftime and a lot of prop bets on how many shots he'll take and stuff. Like,
they don't. And we always talk about a lot of it, you know, when the feds are coming after and everything, they're coming to get you. They didn't just get up like, let's go indict this guy.
Yeah, no.
They put in studies and work and all these other things.
The U.S. District Attorney doesn't say your name publicly
yes.
until they're pretty sure they got you.
Yeah, and so that's always my one thing with the whole gambling thing with the sports bet. And is that right there? It's like, how much were you going to make? And I know they have a lot of people are. I was kind of addicts and all those different things.
Sure.
Obviously, yeah. But when you're looking at the percentages of what you can lose to what you can gain, it ain't even the same ballpark.
And again, like you're saying, sure, maybe there's some addiction to it, whatever. Certainly it's more accessible for people that are prone to be addicted to stuff like that. I don't know if that's what this is or not, but it does seem like a super easy, just like side by side, right? Like if you're doing a pros cons list. All right, pros, I can maybe gamble and win because I can help tip the scale in my favor. Cons, they're going to kick me out of the league, and I'm going to miss this $42 million paycheck that I was about to get. Yeah. Which, by the way, he's had a nice year last year.
Yes, he was pretty
good. Malik Beasley was like a nice young part of what they're building in Detroit.
Yeah.
Probably not anymore. Yeah, probably not anymore. Yeah. They take this stuff pretty seriously.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, when I saw that, I was just like, damn. Because I know, who was the other one? Rozier? Remember his name got brought up in it and everything like that? Yep. It's just like, it is not worth it. And then if you're doing this and you give me your partners or somebody a heads up or something, them ain't your folks.
No.
Because the thing about it is, you know better. But they should know better, too. If them your people right there, that's why they're asking you. They know that you ain't supposed to do that mess like that. So them ain't your folks either.
Yeah, and they got nothing to lose because their freedom could get taken away, too. Yeah. But they're not in the NBA.
Exactly.
They're not in the middle of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you're in, and yet here we are. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, more details will come out. It's not going to be the last one. No. They're going to make a huge deal out of it, as they always do, rightfully, and hopefully the next guy who's thinking about doing it won't do it.
Because the more you make a big deal out of something, that's when you hopefully it keeps other people from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they're going to ride this one. They're going to ride this one.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. A couple headlines over the last 24 hours or so from the NBA and free agency looming. LeBron opted into his $52.6 million option, so he's there in LA for another year, and then they have a decision to make next offseason.
You think this is last year?
I don't think so. I think I could see him playing maybe somewhere else.
You think it's last year with Lakers?
I could see it being his last year with the Lakers, but I don't know. He's playing so damn good still.
He was all NBA last
year. Yeah, he's still playing so good. There's no reason to not keep doing it.
I don't know. I think that, you know.
Maybe if they get a championship, maybe he would walk away.
And maybe they do. And I saw his agents, you know, his comments and everything like that. You know, I think he's trying to put pressure on Rob Pelinka. You know, I know they want to build for the future. Obviously, got a young superstar in Luka, but you still got this guy there. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing I saw, you know, looking over stuff I probably missed, was the we need LeBron to take a pay cut, Laker fans. We need LeBron to take a pay cut. Yeah, he's holding his back. He went to that washed-ass organization all of damn years ago. He did the one thing that all Laker superstars get when they go there. Yeah. Got a championship. All of them do that. Uh-huh. Everyone that goes there.
Everyone that's gone.
Washed ass talk.
It's hard for me to say that a guy should take a pay cut as, you know, a superstar player on the same week that the team sells for $10 billion.
Billy!
The Lakers sold for $10 billion.
Billy.
LeBron makes 52. I understand there's a salary cap and all that kind of stuff, but good for him for opting in.
Yeah.
Harden declined his player option, got a new two-year deal with the Clippers for $81 million, so he's going to stay there. He was all NBA last year also.
And they said the second year has some kind of partial guarantees or whatever, so anything like that. Like, the Clippers are going to be in big next offseason. But, yeah, good for James, man.
Yeah.
Good for James. Bobby Portis, I thought he was going to leave, but he's staying.
Bobby Portis needs to play in Milwaukee forever.
He's a Milwaukee guy.
Yeah, he's a Milwaukee
guy. He's a Milwaukee
guy. And shout out to Jabari Smith Jr. I love this contract for him. He's such a nice young player. $122 million, five-year rookie extension.
Are you surprised that they didn't have to give him up for KD?
I don't know. That was such a weird situation where I thought that they would have had to give up something, whether it was him or Thompson. They were not coming off Thompson. But yeah, like if I'm the Suns, I'm pushing harder on, okay, cool. Thanks for Dylan Brooks and the young kid Green. But everybody knew you wanted to get rid of Green.
Right.
Brooks, fine, whatever. We're happy to have him, I guess. But yeah, you got to give me one of these other young guys that has upside. I don't know. I guess the Rockets were like, no, we're not doing that. So I was a little surprised that they got back so little in that trade. And then also just thinking about what they had to give up to get KD in the first place, to get him to Phoenix.
Yes.
Two not very good years, and then what they didn't get in return for him.
Bradley Beal still there?
Bradley Beal's not going anywhere. Bradley Beal loves Phoenix. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but I know we were talking because it is free agents. And this was a dude that I know I was thinking about for the Hawks because he's Colin Sexton. But I
love Colin Sexton.
But he got traded to
I know.
Where'd he go? Where'd he end up going?
Hornets.
To Charlotte.
Yeah. The Jazz traded him to the Hornets for Yusuf Nurkic. So, Yeah, sucks for him. I always really liked Sexton.
Yes.
And him and Trey had fun battles early in Trey's career. They would go back and forth and all that. I always thought he'd be a great backup point guard here. And who knows? Maybe someday he will be. But, yeah, he's going to Charlotte, where dreams go to die.
And so do careers.
And NBA careers. So the Hawks have money to spend, and they have the trade exception as well. It's fun seeing, like, after the Porzingis trade last week and then the pick swap or the trade they were able to make on draft night and getting back that first rounder next year, kind of the enthusiasm that people have around them. You're seeing some more national conversation. And now with the possibility of bringing in more free agents, like, I'm really intrigued to see what the next week looks like for the Hawks.
Because is this the same thing they had last year, or did they just get this one?
I think this is different.
This is the different one?
Yeah, it's not a mid-level exception. Yeah, it's a trade exception.
I mean, they went out and they got players. They went, obviously, you get Porzingis, and if he's right, he's a hell of a basketball player.
Yeah, and it's the clear biggest need teams have.
He's a willing guy to play center. Mm-hmm. You know how them guys that shoot and do things like him don't want to play center?
Yeah.
He will play center, you know, and so that also helps. But they still got, you know, to figure out some backup point guard. And then what's this guy I keep asking you about?
Nikhil Alexander Walker from the Timberwolves.
Yeah, and he's a 3-and-D guy, mm-hmm. pretty much. Yeah. 3-and-D bench guy. He's not, because the way people are like, and I know you got to have depth and all those things. But the way, you know, some people are referring to him is like he's going to come in and change this whole organization. Yeah. And that's why I kept saying, like, really?
No, I mean, no, he's not that. Yeah. But he's good though. And you know, you start thinking about some of what the defensive lineups could be if you got a guy like that.
Right.
Like, you're gonna. You see what it is. I mean, you saw what the Thunder did and what some of the other teams that made deep runs in the NBA. You got to have waves of 3-and-D guys.
Yeah.
You keep throwing long, good defenders out there. I think in terms of a starting lineup right now, when healthy, you like what the Hawks have, but then you're probably bringing in Yeka off the bench, who's a nice defensive player.
Yes.
If you had a Nikhil Alexander Walker or a guy like that. The other thing is, like, because you have the trade exception, so you don't have to make the money work in a trade. You could find a good older player in a bad situation, like a DeMar DeRozan or something like that. Bring him in for depth. Like, that'd be awesome.
Bring him in. He's a damn Hulk killer.
Great.
Yeah, bring him
in.
Well,
do the opposite.
Can he play point guard?
He can handle it a little bit. I don't. You probably wouldn't want him to be your primary backup point guard, but he's just such a nice player.
They gotta get somebody to do that.
Yes.
Is Kobe Buffkin this year?
Yeah, he'll be healthy at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And hopefully for all of it. Yeah. But that's been his issue, obviously. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple of minutes away from the back page with Bo, back into the big story of the day. Top of the 1 o'clock hour as the Braves, unfortunately, dropped the rubber match yesterday against the Phillies, lose the series, day off today. So we'll get back into all of that as the All-Star break is right around the corner. And then we'll get to an AMA an hour from right now as well. Randy's back. I was back last week but wasn't here the week before, so me and Randy back together on the AMA for the first time in a couple of weeks. Phone lines will be open. Get your questions ready. We will answer anything you got coming up in an hour.
Last one was the Masai Ujiri thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay. Was he leveraging and it didn't go right?
I don't know what to make of the Masai Ujiri end of saga in Toronto. Because, like, I mean, he interviewed for some jobs.
Yeah.
He interviewed for a handful of jobs over the last couple of years. Yeah. So, like, clearly he was thinking about the end being near. After the draft. So now I guess he did all the work. You might as well let him make some picks. I don't know. I don't really know how to explain what happened there. Because, I mean, obviously he was there for a long time.
Right.
They went all in on the Kawhi trade and won a championship. And they had great pieces.
That's some good players.
My thing is, like, and I guess, you know, maybe they just couldn't keep them or whatever. But, like, there's a lot of really good players scattered around the NBA right now that were all on that Raptors team. Yep. Like, Fred VanVleet just got a new deal from Houston. Obviously, Pascal Siakam is in Indianapolis going to the NBA Finals. OG Anunoby was up there. Yeah, he got paid a ton by the Knicks. Obviously, Kawhi's over there. You had, I think, Gary Trent Jr. was there at the time and Norman Powell. Like, they had really good players. Mm. The only one they haven't done anything with is Jakob Poeltl.
Is he still there?
Unwilling to trade Jakob Poeltl in talks for Kevin Durant.
He's a locker
earlier
room
this
guy.
Offseason.
He's a locker room guy.
I guess so. Yeah, it's just like the slow deterioration, because that was 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now that's a million years in the NBA. But yeah, just like, it seemed like every offseason some new guy left. It was like, who's left? They got Scotty Barnes.
Scotty Barnes
is a good player.
Left hand kid from Duke.
Oh yeah, RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Plays up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that he was up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been rough times in Toronto while now.
It's such a wonderful city.
It's a great city.
And they got that crap. But yeah, I was curious, like, did he try to overplay his hand or something? Is he available to be the president?
Well, I think they tried. They talked to him.
Who?
The Hawks.
Oh, they did?
Didn't they interview him like months ago?
Oh, I don't know. I can't. Was that the search firm?
I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, good point.
Yes.
Search firm.
Yes.
They didn't get a guy.
Nothing.
I know they hired two people in the front office. Yeah. And Ansi Saleh, I think everybody's happy with what they did last week.
Yes.
But
Ansi's the guy.
That search firm was hired to hire a president of basketball operations.
Yes.
And they don't have one. I want my money back.
Yes. But I mean, but the funniest thing, because
it's not my money, but you know what I mean.
When the draft was on, I never knew what Tony Russell looked like. I saw he was on the phone with the young man who he drafted.
I was
like, look at the owner. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's a sharp looking older man.
Yeah, man. I was like, oh, that's Tony Russell.
Looks like he has a fitness regiment that he sticks to.
Yeah, he's a shake in the morning guy.
Oh, yeah.
Shake in the morning.
Protein shake.
High intensity spinning.
I was going to say Peloton.
Yeah, high intense spinning.
I bet he gets on that Peloton. He's got like one of those wind like mirrors that you can watch yourself do it.
Yes.
You know?
In his penthouse apartment over here somewhere.
Yeah, he's over. He's probably looking at us right now.
Yeah.
Good work last week.
Right there in that building.
But no, well done.
It was a good draft. From what drafts are, meaning, I don't know, he ain't played yet.
Yeah. I mean, you got a guy you've heard of, so that's fun. It's like a fun local story for sure.
Yeah.
And you got the Pelicans' first-round unprotected draft pick next year.
They tank him.
Which might be – it's not crazy that could be the number one pick.
No, it's not.
Like, it could be the number one pick in the draft next year.
No, it won't be.
But it could be.
The Oklahoma City Thunder finally.
Yeah, somehow they're going to get the number one pick.
Somehow they'll get the number one pick.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So a trip to Sealand is – kind of becoming more and more thought-provoking, and I kind of actually want to get out there and see this place now. So our good friend Ed on Twitter is just digging up more information on Sealand. They have a flag, which, you know, that's not hard to do, is have a flag for your country. Sealand has its own currency.
Oh.
Oh, really?
So you have to be able to print currency. They got coins and dollars. So I'm very interested at this country that used to be an oil rig. I want to kind of see how this place freaking works, man.
Yeah, like, what's their constitution? Like, what do they believe in?
Exactly.
You know?
This is more than just a hippie guy on a freaking oil rig. This is a, like...
Well, that's how it started.
Yeah.
Paddy Roy Bates, he declared it a sovereign state in 1967.
Okay.
Now, again, I don't know what kind of stuff they're up
They have to be able to fight off pirates.
They got
to,
I mean, they because have knights. Those are the things where...
Well, that's
those,
Randy's job
that's
now.
That's my job now. You know, and I mean, I watched, you know... oh my God! What is the Captain?
Captain Phillips.
I watched Captain Phillips.
I'm the captain.
I'm
now.
The captain now. I mean, I ain't gonna let that happen to me. I ain't gonna let that happen to
Absolutely
us.
Oh, not. Yeah, no, Sealand is now officially safe from Somali pirates.
Like, I mean, that's a long way.
Do you have
Somali
an idea, Randy? Of
that's a long.
It's a long trip.
A long
well, there
trip.
Are other pirates out there, though.
You know, like that was a part of the world that had to worry about Vikings for a while.
Yes.
That's more like
they're still out there.
Because Vikings are just another name for pirates, really.
But, I mean, Valhalla's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Valhalla, they still.
Well, Valhalla's
they
up there. That's
Valhalla's
they,
heaven.
That's
yeah,
where they
I know,
go.
That's
they,
what I'm saying. So if there's Valhalla still around, there's got to be Vikings to go there, right? They didn't shut down their
heaven.
No,
they didn't close Viking
point.
Heaven.
Yeah, they didn't close Viking heaven.
Yeah.
So they still got to go to Valhalla. So I'm assuming there's some around.
Who do you think the last entrant into Valhalla was?
Oh, man.
I, maybe like if you're in the Vikings Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor and you
gonna,
die,
well,
you get to go.
You go to Valhalla instead. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I'll go to Valhalla.
You don't think so?
I think. Oh man, why well, wouldn't it be cool? You could just
spend the rest of eternity with a bunch of old Vikings.
Like, who's the greatest Minnesota Viking of all time? Who's since passed?
Oh man,
because like most of the ones I can think of are still,
they're still
alive.
Yeah. They're still alive.
Like Fran Tarkenton's still alive,
yes, he is.
Right?
Yeah. Making so much money. A rich ass.
But friend. When he dies, he'll go to Valhalla.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I could take that.
So do you have you pieced together yet who you would like to invite to be at your round table?
No, I have not. I've not put that much, you know, because I'm trying to work and everything.
Yeah,
know,
so, sure. I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, once I finish this up.
Is there going to be much carryover between the Yams Committee and the Round Table of Knights?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I only, you know, only people on the committee right now are people I trust.
Sure.
And if I don't trust you how your yams, how you think of yams, how am I going to trust you with my life?
Great point.
You know what I mean?
It's a great
so
point.
Yeah, if I can trust you with the yams,
you
got to
be very strategic when piecing together your Round Table full of knights.
Because, I mean, when I pull out that big old blade, it goes, I need them other folks behind me to have that same.
Hey, well, when you start narrowing down the candidates for your round table, I got your back. Just remember that.
I know that.
Well, you got swords. You're the only one with swords.
Also I got to borrow your stuff. Yeah. Hey, bro, let me get that sword.
So,
is it sword or sword?
Sword.
Sword.
The W is in there, but it's not
sword.
Like.
Sword.
Sword.
Sword. It's just sword. Yeah.
Sword.
Sword.
Yeah.
It is weird how the sound is reversed.
Yes.
Sword.
Sword, yeah. So speaking of bringing things back to life, EA Sports is bringing something else back to life. NCAA basketball is now returning after a 16-year hiatus.
Hell
now
yeah.
That you can pay players. The last person on the cover of NCAA basketball.
Tell me what year.
09. It was NCAA basketball 10. Came out in 09.
Was it Kevin Durant?
It was not.
Oh.
Great guess. Oklahoma.
Blake Griffin.
It was Blake Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Now, it is... like, this game is going to be weird.
Why?
Because on the other ones, you knew who the guys were for a few years on there.
Yeah, you just knew. But
this damn roster going
to
turn over
so damn much. Kind of hard to put out a basketball game with just one and dones, right?
Yeah, this damn roster going to turn over so damn much.
You're going to want to play with the legends more, probably, than the
Cooper Flag will be in the legends.
Than the current.
Yeah.
So I do wonder when stuff like that happens. Like, how far back do they have to pay? Like, if you're a legend.
Oh, that's going to come up.
Because, like, if they did, like a Georgia Bulldogs and you could pick Randy McMichael at tight end, you should get some money off that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, because that's what – I missed the cutoff for this damn game here by years. But, you know.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, I think Crowder then was the last year that you can get it.
I think
it was Crowder's.
Because they did – there was, like, billions of dollars retroactively.
So you're saying they had a year cutoff? They only went back a certain amount of years?
Yeah, they went
NCAA
back to
2007,
I think it was, maybe. Maybe later.
As well, I know who should be on the cover of this one.
Who?
Ed O'Bannon.
Oh, yeah.
Put Ed O'Bannon on the cover
I mean,
of it.
I want to say it's Ed's fault, but it was a great thing to Ed. Ed was like, hold on.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
He's the reason the game went away for 16 years.
Yeah.
And why people can get paid now as well. But, yeah, I mean,
and tomorrow that day,
he did all the work.
And tomorrow, the new settlement, that new antitrust, or whatever it is.
Does it go into effect tomorrow? There's a few things that go into effect tomorrow.
Oh, is it Bobby Bonilla Day?
Is it Bobby Bonilla Day? Go to see if you, when you get home.
Okay.
Try to log on to X-Hamster.
What happened?
Can't do it.
What?
Georgia passed the thing.
No more porn?
Yeah. You got to
like. Of any kind?
I don't know how. I don't know what you have
how
to do.
How are you going
to
outlaw something on the internet?
Yeah, you got to like verify your.
Oh, wow.
You got to send them your like your ID
or
something. Well,
I guess gambling companies do that.
I don't want their problems.
I know. Like, you got to ask yourself a question now.
Yeah.
How willing are you?
You're going to have to fool your computer to think you live in another state.
Well, you can do that. Yeah, you can get like a VPN, which I guess, I don't know. I wasn't that willing.
I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
I was like, I'm not downloading the whole thing.
Yeah,
like,
they got too many vintage. You
know, I got a good memory.
They got too many vintage ones on there anyway.
But yeah, I don't know. It's gonna pop up for a bunch of people over the next couple of days. I don't know when you're gonna log on or whatever, but I was like, oh, okay, that thing passed, huh? All right, well, I guess that's that for a while.
So over to the Braves, who, wow, this series over the weekend was kind of crappy. They gave up 2 touchdowns on Friday night after like a 2-hour rain delay.
At least they blocked an extra point.
Like midnight. They did block the extra points. Way to go, Braves.
All right.
Always love shouting out and meeting listeners. My guy Grayson, who I used to work with down at the Truist Club, I think, Randy, you actually met him one day when y'all were all there. Grayson brought his buddy David in to to the ballpark. Got to meet David, got to meet Grayson. They're probably both listening right now, so I told him I'd give him a shout-out. So, shout.
Out.
Hey, guys.
What up, fellas?
Shout it out.
What
Grayson
up, fellas?
And David.
So, speaking of oceans, Randy, here's one you're probably going to like.
All right.
What's your favorite ocean?
There's video surfacing where it's already surfaced because I've seen it. Of an Australian guy. Kid's surfing in Australia. Gets mistaken for a seal by a shark.
You get mistaken.
Shark latches on to the kid.
Mm-hmm.
This Australian guy goes over. This is how you fend off a shark, by the way. Punches the shark in the freaking head, and the shark swims away. Leaves
Save
the
kid his
alone.
Kid. Save his kid.
Then they put the kid on a makeshift splint or whatever out of a surfboard.
Was he missing any body parts?
Didn't miss any body parts. Just had some bites.
Okay.
But yeah, man.
I would never, and I know you know more about the marine life than I do, Bo. I would never believe you get mistaken for no damn seal.
Well, of course.
Just not buying that. I'm just not buying it.
They don't run humans. He thought he was a seal. Look, a person on a surfboard wagging their tail, mm-hmm. Their feet and their arms in the water looks just like a seal. Come on, man.
Not to me.
Not to me, David.
But I guess from the bottom.
Yeah, we have the other perspective. We have the other perspective.
Yeah,
if you go underneath, maybe it does. I don't know.
Yeah, that me.
Yeah, that sucks. We had dinner with some friends a couple
for that
weeks
guy,
ago.
Though, that's pretty awesome.
And it was one of my wife's best friends growing up. They're going on vacation to South Africa coming up. And she was like, given the opportunity, would you do the shark cage thing? And I was like, no, I wouldn't do that.
Not even in a cage?
No.
Right below the surface of the water?
I don't do that.
You go ahead. I don't want to. And she said she was going to do it. And I was like, good luck.
Oh, she's doing it. That's. I mean, it's just certain things where I just can't talk that woman out of. And she is determined to die. I just got to keep her. If I just keep her away from places to do it, we good. But she's determined to get in that damn shark
cage. You can get in the water with sharks at the aquarium. That's a start.
I wish my ass would get ate up in damn Atlanta.
You're not going to get eaten.
If I'm going to get eaten, let me get eaten off the coast of Africa.
Or Australia.
Australia. Let me get ate.
Midday trip.
Let me get ate by an Australian shark.
It needs to be an exotic bite.
I don't want no damn Atlanta shark to eat me.
That would be the absolute worst. What happened to him? Yeah, I decided to go on the shark adventure at the Atlanta Aquarium, and he got eaten alive.
Like floating. My finger's floating in the ground. When the hell am I going to eat by no damn shark? Yeah,
the trainer was supposed to help, but yeah, I don't know. He couldn't lift him out of there in time.
Punch him in the head in time.
Australia,
where do you punch him? Right in the nose? Yeah, right.
Yeah, so the shark's brain, if you can picture a shark's head, the shark's brain is right there at the top.
So
of
they gave him like a brain freeze or something?
No, a headache.
That's a PSA for today. You're getting attacked by a shark. Just punch him in the brain. And then he'll let you go. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.